मौनम व्याख्या प्रकटित पर ब्रह्म तत्व युवानम वर्षिष्ठान्ते वसदृशिगणैरावृतम ब्रह्मनिष्ठैः आचार्येन्द्रम करकलित चिन्मुद्रमानन्दरूपम स्वात्मा रामम मुदितवदनम दक्षिणामूर्तिमीडे यन्नित्यमानन्दमनन्तमेकं शिवेति नाम्ना श्रुतयो गृणन्ति तस्यावतारो नररूपधारी कृपासुताब्धी भुविरामकृष्णः जननीं शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पादपद्मे तयोश्रित्वा प्रणमामि मुहुर्मुहुः जन्माद्यस्य यतोऽन्वयात् इतरतश्चार्त्वेषभिज्ञस्वराड् तेने ब्रह्महृताय आदिकवये मुह्यन्ति यत्सूरयः तेजो वारिमृतां यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तगुहकं सत्यं परं धीमहि सत्यव्रतं सत्यपरं त्रिसत्यं सत्यस्य योनिं निहितं च सत्ये सत्यस्य सत्यं मृतसत्यनेत्रं सत्यात्मकं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्नाः मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकं अध्यात्मदीपमतितीर्षतां तमोन्धं संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनुमुपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम्। You are Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma. This is the revelation of Vedanta Shastra. It's not a matter of belief, but it's a matter of understanding. All our prejudices are negated by the Vedanta as notions. What is the difference between notion and knowledge? Notion means an idea which doesn't have any data. Without data, you have an idea that is proved as notion when the proper instrument of knowledge is operated. Then when you get a opposite type of data about that idea, then that idea which you have already is called, is negated as notion. With regard to ourselves, we have an idea that I am body mind complex. All our opinion about ourselves is based on this one basic idea that I am with particular body, with particular gender, and which is subject to growth, subject to old age, subject to death. So it's a small limited entity, body and mind, with lot of limitations. All the limitations of the body-mind complex is taken as my own limitations. We don't bother about somebody's body is dying. We bother about this body is dying and the body is connected with this particular body. So therefore, Shastra attacks that notion that please find out whether you are a limited human being with a limited body and mind. And in the last class, we saw that how the body and mind also falls in the category of creation. It is in the category of creation, but what our idea is, we have taken that part of creation as ourself. So therefore, whatever is there within the creation is subject to modifications. Then naturally, if the body is considered as my body, then all the modifications belong to the body becomes my modification. So Shastra says, find out that whether you are body at all in reality. And it showed that you cannot be body because you are the observer of the body. You are the perceiver of the body. You are the seer of the body. Anything is seen by you cannot be yourself. Seer of the dog cannot be dog. Similarly, seer of the body cannot be body. Seer of the mind cannot be mind. seer being the conscious entity, and that consciousness cannot be two, that is you yourself. Seer is different from the seen, one idea. Then seer must be a conscious entity. An inert entity cannot perceive anything. So seer must be a conscious entity, and that conscious entity must be only one, anantam satyam, anantam jnanam, and that happened to be you yourself, because no other thing in the creation we find has the capacity to perceive. Other than consciousness, no other thing in the creation we find has the capacity to perceive. When it perceives also, what is the first perception? I is the first perception. Who says I exist? Only conscious entity says. Even the vast sky cannot say, cannot know that I exist. Huge Himalayas cannot perceive that I exist. When the question of I exist itself is not perceivable, where is the question of existence, perceiving existence of other things in the creation? Therefore, Shastra says, in the entire creation, your status is very, very unique. And there is no necessity for any other pramanam, any other source of knowledge to know your own existence. You are a self-evident entity. To know about the existence of sky, you need some other pramanam. But to know yourself, you don't need any other pramanam. That's why, na tatra suryo bhati, na chandra tarakam, nema vidyuto bhantihi, kutoyam agnihi. You need not have any other factor to know yourself. But to know other things in the creation, they need you. So, who is dependent upon whom? You are not dependent upon inert things. Inert things are dependent upon you, the conscious entity, for its existence. And you cannot miss yourself, because you are the most obvious thing. In any statement in your life, you find you are the first person. Correct? You are the first person. Therefore, Shastra says, don't look for special experience to know about yourself. You are the evident entity, obvious entity, in every perception, pratibodha viditam matam. In every perception, who is there? You are there first. In the perception of pot, you plus pot, namarupa, is there. In the perception of mountain, you plus mountain, namarupa. So, the perceived object differs, but the perceiver doesn't differ. Therefore, every moment of your life, you perceive yourself as the one and the same conscious entity. So, pratibodha viditam matam. But what happens during perception? We forget the basic. What is that basic? When we go for cinema, when we enter the cinema theater, it is all light is there, full of light. The theater is full of light. Before showing the cinema, what they do? First thing, they put off the light. So that you will forget the basic, what they call, screen. Once screen is forgotten, then every shadow is alive. And we are so much carried away in Mukta Mukta serial. If somebody is crying, your tears, your eyes also is crying. Tadatmya, it is called. It is called Tadatmyam. You are identifying with the shadows, forgetting that it is nothing but a screen. Nothing is there. After World War II cinema, after that, do you clean blood stain in the screen? No. So, that Adhara is forgotten, Adheya is taken as reality. But Shastra says, you cannot miss yourself. You cannot miss yourself. You are Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. This knowledge, this understanding about your real nature makes you a free person. It gives you a space between you and your transactions. This space is called cognitive space. This space is called cognitive space. Space born out of understanding. Suppose an actor is booked for a cinema. That cinema is beggar number one. In that cinema, he has to play what role? beggar role. So while signing the agreement of acting, that time itself, is he happy or is he sad? He will be happy, because you know, he knows that even though I am going to think upon the beggar, even though I am going to learn the nuances of begging, even though I am going to interview with beggar, even though I am going to even live for some moments, the shooting moments you have to live with beggars. So even though I am going to live with beggars, but still I am not going to be beggar. In fact, my bank account will increase. This is called cognitive space. He has that idea that I am not going to be a beggar in reality. So he comes to know that begging happened to be a role, but not in real life. Therefore, he is very enthusiastic in learning. He plans where to go, which area to go, and how to learn. He enjoys his role. After learning, when he plays that role, he enjoys. He makes shabash also for himself. When he comes to green room, what he does? He pats himself. And he is not at all affected. You imagine in that cinema, that beggar is beaten by some people. He cries, ayo, 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 he cries. Really cries? Without crying, he is crying. So his knowledge is what? Beggar is me, but I am not beggar. Who is that beggar? Actor only. This is called cognitive space. Once this cognitive space comes in our mind, what happens? Body is me, but I am not body. Problems of the body belongs to me, but I am not affected by them. Mind is me, but I am not mind. There is a gap, there is a space, and that space is called cognitive space. It's a unique formula, B equal to A, but A is not B. It is called Vedantic formula. Beggar is equal to actor, beggar's head is actor's head, beggar's hands are actor's hands, but still, even if beggar is getting beaten, but actor is not beaten. So B is equal to A is not equal to B. This cognitive space gives him a relaxation. In between, he can come to green room and have a smoking or cool drinks, whatever it may be. So he enjoys that role, he is happy, and gives him an objectivity about the role. Once he has understood that the problems of the beggar is not my problem, it gives objectivity and makes him an expert person in that acting. Cognitive space gives him expertise in acting. And expert means what? Thorough in script. He is thorough in script. Real beggar also cannot act like that. Understood? So how this thoroughness comes? And in that thoroughness, what happens? Suppose four actors are there. Suppose if they miss any script, he makes it. If other actors who are transacting with him in that particular situation, if they miss their script, he makes up. Tamil Nadu, there was a film, Thiruvilai Adal, one film was there. Have you seen that cinema? It's a beautiful cinema. So there Bhagavan Shiva helps one ordinary poet and gives some poem for which he will get a prize like that. When this person went and told that there was one Nakira in the palace, so he told, your poem is wrong. Content is wrong. Words are nice, but content is wrong. So he comes back without getting prize, and he is full of anger about the Lord. But that time Lord doesn't come, because that Shivaji Ganesan was the actor who was acting as that day, it seems, shooting. Shivaji Ganesan could not come. So how to manage? He has developed his own script. Varamata, varamata, nambade. he won't come. Because that actor was not able to come for shooting. And in those days, it seems every hour you have to pay a lot of money. So the producer and the director, they were all very anxious, because the main actor doesn't come. So they informed this Nagesh, another actor who was acting as a poet, he has developed his own script, Varamatan, Varamatan, Nambade, he won't come, and like that. And that becomes a hit in the entire that, Padrigila. Then slowly after next scene comes, he was doing like this his own script, and by the time Shivaji Ganesan comes, then as Shiva only he comes. He cannot come as Shivaji Ganesan. As Shiva comes, va ya va. So you can make up the script of others also. That means what? You can accommodate others' faults. You can accommodate others' deficiencies in your life. Why we are irritated, why we are anxious, why we are angry? Because we are not able to accommodate the others' script. How they are going to behave, what is their script, what are all the words they are going to tell to you, doesn't depend upon you, but you expect that they should behave in this way. Like a director expects that the next actor should have this script only, because it is a written script. But when the next actor doesn't play his role properly, when his script is wrong, if you are an expert actor, you make up that also. I remember a Christmas drama. Have you heard? Christmas drama. When we were children, during Christmas, we used to play this Christmas drama. So what is that scene? Mother Mary and Joseph goes to Jerusalem asking for a hotel, place in a hotel. During census, it was census time. So everybody has to go to their native place and register their name and other thing. So everybody came to their native, especially Jerusalem, lot of crowd was there, so no place in the hotel. So the story goes, the legend goes in the Bible that Mother Mary did not get any place in any hotel. So every hotel, this Joseph goes and asks whether a place is there. My wife is in labor pain. She is pregnant. She is in labor pain. Can you accommodate her one day? So every person says, get out, no place, no place. This was the scene. So one boy was playing the role of a manager. Another boy was playing role of the Joseph. So that boy was, Joseph was asking, is there any place? So this hotel manager, the boy who was acting as hotel manager, he told, there is no place, Joseph. But I won't say, get out. Please come inside. The entire dialogue is made ulta. And behind the screen, that father who was a director, that Christian father who made us to act like that, hey, what you are talking, what you are talking, he was shouting. Because the dialogue should be what? No place, get out, Joseph. Then only Joseph and Mary will go to hut, then Jesus' birth should be in hut only, because already hut is created there. And there is one child also we have put in that hut. So where, how to bring that? So the father was very anxious. Then this Joseph, this fellow who was acting as Joseph, what to do now? Because Mother Mary has to be brought. Understood? So he was confused. This boy understood that he has made some mistake in the dialogue. So he told, Joseph, don't worry. In the story of the Bible, they might have refused you. Now you have come to India. We are Indians. We cannot reject anyone. You please come. Yes, ma'am. In Jerusalem, they might have sent you out. But it is India. India cannot reject anyone. And we know the grandness of Jesus Christ. Like that, he added his masala and managed. Whole audience was, what a wonderful genius fellow this fellow. You got the point? So if you are an expert in acting, you can accommodate somebody's mistake also. That's what Vedanta says. Become expert. How to become expert? Understand that you are playing a role, and this understanding is called cognitive space. And this cognitive space is the solution for all problems in our life. Because once you made entire life as a role playing, then you can enjoy. You can enjoy jovial moments, you can enjoy fighting moments, you can enjoy sorrowful moments also. How can you say that we can enjoy sorrowful moments? In cinema, some sorrowful moments come. We enjoy that. If it is reality, as per our understanding, if it is reality, will we enjoy? When somebody shoots, say, with AK-47, everyone. If it is cinema, we enjoy. Ah, yeah, what a action play it is. If it is reality, will you be there? Will you be there as an observer? We all very much convinced that it is not reality. Therefore, only we can sit in sofa chair and witness that shooting. If it is in real life, we will not be there as witness at all, as perceivers at all, we will run away. So, Shastra says, you can solve your problem just converting all the transactions done by body-mind complex as a role. Detaching yourself. Detaching yourself means what? Detaching yourself from body means what? It's not a physical detachment, it is cognitive detachment. Keep a space. Allow this space between the body and yourself. And Shastra says, this is the solution for all the problems in life, and you cannot expect a life without problems. Neither in cinema nor in real life will you enjoy a life or cinema without problems, without villain. Will you enjoy a cinema? Imagine, my Acharya Swamiji used to say this, imagine there is a cinema. First scene of the cinema is, a boy and girl sits in garden and they talk. Nicely they talk. Then one immediately after the end of the talk, one duet song comes. And in that duet song, they take the couple to Himalaya, this, that, and they bring back again this same old dungeon city. Then next scene is, in coffee day shop, they sit together and they talk. Then again one more duet. Like that, five scenes. Each scene is 20 minutes, 30 minutes, suppose. Because duet is there. Because Indian cinema means duet must be there. There must be a tree. They should round the tree. Okay, are there must be some valley, they should round. That is called Indian cinema. So, will you enjoy this? Hey, what is this? One scene is they are sitting in garden and talked one duet. Next scene is sitting in coffee day and they talked and another duet. What is this? Cinema means there must be a villain, there must be a joker, and the hero must be a person with moral values. Like that something. So then only we will enjoy that cinema. There must be some masalas. Similarly, in our food also, same cold rice, 365 days and 70 years you have to eat, means what? What you will do? You will not eat, you will stop eating. So there must be some masala, something, some spices like that. Similarly, in our life also, there will be some problems. And how you handle this? Shastra says, if you have this cognitive space, you will handle. This knowledge about yourself does not remove the problems in your life, but it gives immunity, being not affected by those problems. It doesn't change the external world. It doesn't change our neighbor. It doesn't change the mentality of our relatives, of our family members. But it changes our attitude. So it is like handling a live wire. Two methods are there to handle that live wire. First method is put off the main and handle the dead wire. Correct? Second method is have the gloves with you, handle the live wire. Understood? So, how to put off the main of the entire creation? You cannot do that. Sri Ramakrishna used to say, how to avoid pricking, thorns pricking? Two methods are there. Keep one chappal under your feet, or make sure wherever you go, there must be a cover, leather cover, which is easy, feasible. Covering our feet with a leather is feasible. Similarly, covering our mind with knowledge, protecting our mind with knowledge, our mind with the proper attitudes, our mind with character is the solution for handling the problems in the life. Thus, Vedantic vision ultimately is what? That there is no duality in reality. There is a duality with regard to perception, but there is no duality with regard to reality. In real, there is no duality. Idagam sarvam is equal to jagat. Jagat is equal to Ishwaraha. Ishwaraha is equal to you. What type of you? You minus your body-mind complex. What is the meaning of you here, which is equated with Ishwara? You, the present you, your idea about you, minus body-mind complex is equal to the real you. So, neither Ishwara nor creation can hurt you. So, all transactions happen at the body-mind level. All transactions happen at the body-mind level, and you are the perceiver of those transactions. You are a different entity who perceive all those transactions at the body-mind level. Prakrute kriyamanani gunaih karmani sarvashaha ahankara vimudhatma kartaham iti manyate. Bhagavan says in Gita, everything is done by prakriti. Prakriti means what? Creation. Your body-mind complex also is a part of creation. Prakrutehe kriyamanani gunaihi karmani sarvashaha. In all situation, all types of actions are done by prakriti, body-mind complex. Ahankara vimudhatma. Vimudhatma, a deluded person who has this idea that I am body and mind. Kartaham iti manyate. I am the doer idea. The very kartrutva is the problem, doership is the problem. Then what is the solution? Tattva vittu mahabaho guna karma vibhagayoho guna guneshu vartante iti matva na sajjati. What is the solution for that? Become tattva vittu. You become tattva vidu. What type of tattva vidu? Gunaha guneshu vartante. This also is prakriti. External world also is prakriti. This body-mind complex also is prakriti. External world also is prakriti. Gunaha guneshu vartante. Prakriti is transacting with the prakriti. You can put subjective prakriti is transacting with objective prakriti. Whether it is subjective or objective, both are prakriti one. So have this idea. Then you will not be affected. Na sajjate. Guna guneshu vartante iti matva. Matva means what? Jnatva. Having known this secret, na sajjate. Naiva kinchit karomiti yukto manyeta tattvavite. Tattvavite yuktaha, an integrated person who has lot of character, who has integrated all his sense organs and mind and intellect and body. He is called tattva, he is called integrated person. Being integrated person, it is very easy for him to understand this knowledge. And once he understand, what is his attitude towards the life? Naiva kinchit karomiti. I don't do anything, not in the absence of action, in spite of action. In spite of action, not ordinary actions. Jnanis do not ordinary actions. Extraordinary actions they do. They establish mathas, ashramas, they write commentaries, and they roam all over the world and meet millions of people, but still not exhausted. Because the idea is naiva kinchit karo. Kinchit, even an iota, I don't do any action. So this is the solution. This knowledge is the solution, because the problem happened to be notional. If the problem is real, Govinda, there is no purpose in doing any spiritual practice. What is that problem? I am small. I am limited is the problem. If that is the reality, there is no solution at all, because what is reality cannot be changed. That's what Gaudapada Acharya in Mandukya Karika says. Please tell whether dvaitam or whether your limitation parichinnatva is real or not. For all other philosophers and theologians, you are a small person is a reality, and you have to convert or you have to become or you have to travel to somewhere else to remove this smallness. Then Gaudapada Acharya says, if it is a reality, how can you get rid of? How can fire get rid of heat? Prakriter anyatha bhavaha na kathanchit bhavishyati. That which is the swabhava of that particular entity, because of which it gets a separate identity. Fire gets separate identity because of what? Because of heat. How can you remove the property called heat from the fire? Is it possible? No. The very fact that it is reality, it cannot be changed. If your parichinnatvam, your smallness is reality, then it can. There is no purpose in doing any sadhana. Stop your sadhana, stop your worship. Then he asks, if it is not reality, then also no need for any sadhana. Because it is not reality. Your parichinnatvam is not reality, then why you are trying for sadhana? There is no need sadhana, because sadhana means what? Doing something to convert that. You need not convert yourself, because it is not reality. Your parichinnatvam is not reality. You are already full and complete. Know that. Other than knowing, there is no need for any other sadhana. Then the question comes, why Shastra tells lots of sadhanas? Do karma yoga, do upasana, do seva, like that. To understand, you need certain qualification. To understand this knowledge, because it's the subtlest knowledge, to understand this, you need certain mental atmosphere, certain maturity. For getting that maturity, you can do any other sadhana, but not for moksha. So, this jnanam is the solution, because the problem is notional. That's why tarati shokam atmavit. Shastra can say, atmavit shokam tarati. Knower of oneself crosses over all sorrows. What is the connection between knowing myself and the sorrow? Sorrow is from my neighbor, from my employer, from the external world. Just because I know me, how can I cross the sorrow? The answer is what? Last 4 hours class. For this one statement, the answer is last 4 hours class. When you know yourself, what is that proper understanding? I is equal to Ishvara is equal to Jagat. Therefore, I is equal to Jagat. Jagat is equal to Ishvara. This equal to you can put anyway. Synonyms, all are synonyms. So, this is the one solution. That's why in Gita also Bhagavan says, Panditaha na anushochanti. When Arjuna was crying profusely, you are asking me to kill Bhishmacharya and Dronacharya, and I have to kill all these people, like that, when he was crying profusely, and at the same time he was pretending to be a knowledgeable person, talking about so many social values. Then Bhagavan says, these are all okay, but panditaha na anushochanti. Wise men will never have grief. You have grief, therefore you are dash dash dash. You are otherwise. Not wise, you are otherwise. So, you just for example, somebody is crying, tiger is chasing, tiger is chasing, tiger is chasing. And you enter that room from where the sound has come, and you find this fellow is snoring. And you are shouting, tiger is chasing, please save me, please save me. How you will save, you tell. How you will save? How you will save? You have to shake him up and wake him up. Hey, get up. Understood? That's why Shastra says, Uttishtate Jagrate. Get up. You are in a type of dream. Get up. So this is the idea. In all these classes so far we saw three ideas: Jiva Swarupa, Ishvara Swarupa and Jagat Swarupa. Another four topics are there. What are they? Bandha Swarupa, Moksha Swarupa, Sadhana Swarupa and Moksha Phala. Understood? So what is the Bandha Swarupa? Bandha Swarupa means what? Reason for this bondage. What is bondage? Everybody understands. What is bondage? All the philosophers and theologians understand properly. What is that bondage? Sorrow. Sadness. Sadness is called bondage. I am sad. This is the what is the problem according to others' understanding, including Vedantins? Sorrow. Sadness. Even though I don't want it, even though I don't wish it, even though I don't plan it, even though I don't work for it, it comes and knocks my door. Powerfully it knocks, like a terrorist it knocks. I am not able to avoid it. Varieties of sorrow. This is the bandhana, but what is the reason for bandhana? They differ. Semitic religions, Christianity and Islam says, the reason for bandhana is your forefather did a sin. What is that sin? Disobedience. So that carries such a powerful sin it is. It binds parampara after parampara. But from our thinking, I think I told you, from our thinking, disobedience is not a mistake at all. There is no question of sin. It's not even mistake, because disobedience from children is not a even mistake. But according to theology, Semitic theology, this is the greatest sin. So what they consider the reason for bondage? Reason for bondage is what? This original sin. You are born because of that original sin. Because before sinning this sin, they were not having the idea called husband and wife. So what was the punishment given to the Adam, you know? The punishment was he has to toil in life. Hard working is the punishment. What is that punishment? He has to till the land and work hard as a farmer. This is the punishment for that Adam. And for Eve, what is the punishment, you know? She has to go through the labor pain. Pregnancy is the punishment. So the reason for our problem, our birth, problems means birth. Birth onwards, problem starts, na? So what is the reason? Your forefathers did some mistake, and that mistake is in the form of disobeying the Lord. And that too, it's a small mistake. According to us, it is a very small mistake, insignificant mistake, but it is very big. So that much irritative person that Lord is. Autocratic Lord. And peculiarly, they add one more word, Lord loves you. Very difficult it is. Really, if you probe into this, I don't know where, what, there may be some other meanings, but this is the meaning given in the theology of Semitic religion. This is the meaning in the theology. This is the meaning given by the religious leaders of that religion. There must be some other grand meaning, but there is a lack of interpretation of these stories. Understood? And Eve is not given a separate existence also. A rib of Adam is called Eve. It is a disposable rib. That's why they can never imagine giving equal status to women. There is no women priest. In any Semitic religion, there is no women priest. So that's why they cannot imagine God as female. It is only Father in heaven, no mother in heaven. These are all their interpretation. According to them, the Semitic religion, the cause of suffering is Adam's sin. Judaism, Christianity and Islam, all the three religions accept that the cause of human pain is sin of the forefathers. That's why they were waiting eternally for Savior. Judaism is still waiting eternally for Savior, one more Savior. The Savior has come and gone. According to Christians, the Savior has come and gone. But this Judaism, still people is in Israel, they are waiting. If you say that I am the savior, it's a blasphemy, they will crucify you. They will crucify you. And if you say to Christian community that I am also the savior, then also you will get crucified. So in that community, you cannot accept someone as another son of Lord. That is the idea. You need savior, you need a benevolent messiah to get rid of this problem. And one group says the messiah has come, but still human suffering is going on. Messiah himself suffered. Of course, he did not consider that suffering as his suffering. That's why when at the last moment when Jesus Christ was challenged, if you are the son of Lord, let your father come and save you, like that there was a challenge. So he was telling that I am this son of the Lord, son of the, let us see whether his father comes and saves him. If Jesus Christ would have mind, if he would have thought, he would have prayed to the Lord to come and save. But he knew that this body-mind complex is subject to destruction. There is a grand teaching in that incident, that he allows his body-mind complex to be humiliated, to be crucified. But still he says, I am not the body-mind complex, I am beyond the body-mind complex. That is the idea of resurrection. Vedantic idea only it is. And there it is depicted as though physically gone. Understood? Nobody has seen resurrection. Everybody has seen crucifixion, but nobody has seen resurrection. Devotees believe, devotees say that we had that vision. Disciples of Christ say that we had that vision. So whatever it may be, whether it is reality or legend, but still the idea is what? You have to give up your body-mind complex in order to be eternal. That's why in the story, when Mary Magdalena wanted to touch the Christ, Christ says, no, I cannot be touched. I cannot be touched means what? You cannot touch Atma. Understood? So these are all the ideas. According to Semitic religion, what is the problem? Original sin is the problem. What is the solution? Savior is the solution. And faith in the Savior is the solution. Moksha, how they describe moksha? Going to heaven. Based on the recommendation, based on the faith, based on the life following the Christ or Prophet Muhammad. You lead the life and follow the things, commandments, what they have given to you, and you will get a place in heaven. You will be with the Lord. That is the solution. And Islam also says going to heaven and enjoying all the sense pleasures. There are a lot of sense pleasures are there, described in Islam, in Quran, heaven with sense pleasures. In Christianity, heaven with Lord. You can see that growth of the human thinking. Heaven with sense pleasure is one type of heaven. Another type of heaven is heaven with Lord. And if you come to Hinduism, mythology, Hindu Puranas, they say what? Heaven with Lord and serving the Lord. This is one idea of moksha. The next level is looking like Lord. If he has Shangha, Chakra, Gada and other things, you also will have. But your Shangha, Chakra will not work. Your conch and chakra will not work. Because everybody started working, only Vaikuntha, entire Vaikuntha will be only sound only will be there. Entire Vaikuntha will be full of Shangha. That Shankha. Shankha means what? Conch. Conch sound. And if anybody gets angry also, problem. So, Bhagavan made sure your chakra will not work. It is a toy chakra. Your gada will not work. With your gada, you cannot beat anyone. So, Bhagavan will. This is another idea of moksha. Then third one is living in the inside the very near to the Lord. Then fourth one is living as a part of the Lord. You become what? Mala. You become mala. You become kundala. These are all ideas. So in our Puranas also, in even Veda also, these ideas are there. But fortunately, these ideas are negated in the later portion, in the Upanishadic portion. Understood? So what is moksha? What is bandhana? Everybody differs. What is bandhana? Everybody accepts. What is reason for bandhana? People differ. What is moksha in reality? Every philosopher differ. If you ask ordinary person, religious person, he will say, if I die in Kashi, I will get moksha. If I die in Kashi, I will get moksha. If I die in Uttarayana period, after Makara Sankranti, January 15th onwards, if you die before July 15th, you will get moksha. This is ordinary people's idea. And little bit you are philosophical. If you go to Sankhya and Yoga and other thing, they say this going, transactions, this traveling, these are all not there. Knowledge is the solution. What knowledge, if you ask, then they differ. Sankhya philosopher says, knowledge that you are different from Prakriti. You are different from Prakriti, and that Prakriti is a parallel entity. So you are different entity, and that Prakriti also is different entity. Both are parallel. This is the knowledge which gives you freedom. And you ask Patanjali Yoga Matha, and he says, sitting in Nirvikalpa Samadhi, dying after 21 days is moksha. Sitting in Nirvikalpa Samadhi, Jada Samadhi, and you die after 21 days. Yogaha Chitta Vritti Nirodha. Vaisheshika and Nyaya philosophers say, have this knowledge that you are inert atom. I am inert atom means, how can I understand that I am inert atom? The very fact that I have the capacity to understand shows I am not inert. But these philosophers say, these are all philosophies, you know. We are joking. They have their own arguments. Every theologian has their own arguments. Semitic religion studies it 10 years for this theology. 10 minutes you are negated because it doesn't stand the scrutiny. But 10 years they study theology. 10 years. So they have their own arguments, you know. Jaina Matham says, knowing yourself as a limited conscious entity is the knowledge, and that knowledge is the solution. Bauddha Matham, you go, one says, knowing yourself shunya is the knowledge. Knowing yourself as shunya, how contradiction is it? Knowing yourself as shunya is the knowledge. Yeah, the knower is there, how can you say that knower is shunya? Then Acharya in one place asked these people, are you there or not? You tell. Everything is shunya, he says. Are you there? If you say I am there, then your philosophy is negated. If you say you are not there, you are also shunyam. Are you shunyam? If you say I am shunyam, then there is no Purupakshi to argue. Purupakshi means opponent. I need not argue with you because I cannot argue with shunyam. If you say I am there, then your shunyam philosophy is negated by you. One statement he finishes and goes off. Brahma Sutra. And another segment in the Buddhism says that knowing you are kshanikam, momentary. One moment you are. Next moment you are not there. Like you, another fellow comes. The next moment is another fellow, third fellow. Next moment, the fourth fellow. Shankaracharya asks, who knows this first, second, third, fourth? To know one is kshanikam, there must be a stable entity. Arrival and going is called kshanikam. How you will know that kshanikam without having a stable entity? Who is that stable entity? Based on which you can say that this is not stable kshanikam. Understand? This is called Bauddha Matam. Then Charuaka, very practical person, he says there is no bondage. As long as you are smart, there is no bondage. What do you mean by smart? Ranam krutva ghritam pipe bhasmi bhutasya dehasya kutaha punarag.
enjoy. I am sorrowful. Come, have a party. There also I am sorrowful. Have a booze. Then also my sorrow is not going to sleep. I cannot sleep much. Get up. Wash yourself. Then next, go for entertainment. For all these things, I need money. Take loan. If they ask interest, don't give. He will not give. If they come and ask, hey, you have taken loan? Yes, tell. I have taken loan. Don't tell lie. But loan is not to give back. Loan I have taken for eating purpose. Very practical. No, you will get papa, punya if they say what? Where is the question of papa and punya? Where is the question of papa and punya once this body is reduced to ashes? He stands in one category. All others stands in another category, that there is somebody surviving the death of the physical body. Whether it is Semitic religion or Hindu Puranic religion or other philosophers like Yoga, Sankhya, all have this idea that the individual survives the death of the body. So, these are all there. So, which one you will take? Which appeals to you? According to your maturity, one particular theology or philosophy appeal to you. And if you are fortunate enough, you will have thinking faculty bright. That is the greatest fortune. A mind which has bright thinking capacity is the greatest fortune. Because this is the one faculty which differentiates entire humanity from all other species in the creation. So when you put all these ideas, theologies and philosophies of other philosophers and theologians, nothing stands your scrutiny. Except Vedanta, nothing stands your scrutiny. But having known that nothing stands your scrutiny, Advaita Vedanta doesn't reject any of these things. He says, these are all stages in your maturity. Make use of them. Because whole humanity cannot have thinking capacity. Even though humanity is given that faculty called thinking, generally human life is governed by stomach. Generally human life is governed by physical needs. So Vedantin is very considerative, very sympathetic towards the people who are not able to understand. So he says, whatever religion you want to follow, please follow. Sincerely you follow, try to get rid of these physical needs as much as possible. Avoid more and more enjoyments, because in more and more enjoyments, what happens? Your energies are waste. However much necessary, that much only food should be given, that much only entertainment, that much only physical comfort should be given. If you eat more, to digest that you have to spend lot of energy. If you see more and more cinema, what happens? Some 15-20 minutes, something you want to see, is a good thing you see without spoiling your mental peace. But more and more you see, what happens? Your energies are diverted. Your values are diverted. So you will think that the shadows are the reality in life. Vedanta says reality is shadow. Now you see what is the level of society. Now shadow heroes are considered as main heroes. Understood? Vedanta said great, great heroes, spiritual giants, tyagis, all are shadows. Mithya, they told. But here now, cinema heroes are considered as big heroes. What is the level of society, you understand? Very low it is. That's why thinking is very, very low. Original thinking is what? Very, very low. Whenever they think about God, immediate reaction is what? Fear. Immediate reaction is fear. The idea of that I am sinner. Somehow or the other I have to manage, go to temple, give some money to priest and some two banana, one coconut. If it is Hinduism. So that side means you go to asking for pardon every Sunday. You confess that I am sinner. For what? Not to change yourself. but to start again sinning. So, according to other philosophers and theologians, what? Either they define moksha as a real happening in the form of traveling, either to heaven or to Lord's abode. Because in Hinduism, there is a difference between heaven and Lord's abode, Vaikuntha and here. In other religions, heaven is equal to Lord's abode. So, whatever it may be, either in the form of travel to heaven or Lord's abode, or in the form of mystical experiences or visions, like going through the crucifixion experience, seeing Rama, seeing Krishna, this is called moksha. Then another idea of moksha is dawning of knowledge, that you are Anu, that you are Prakriti, different from Prakriti, like that, some new knowledge dawning like that. Advaitin says, for him, moksha is not a goal. Moksha is not a goal, because you are already free. You need not achieve that moksha. All other philosophers say, theologians say, it is an achievement in time by a process. Advaitin is endangered species, but still very powerful fellow is Advaitin. You cannot silence him. Thousands of years he is alive. Till date he is alive. Because truth is there. He stands the scrutiny. So what he says, moksha is not a goal and you need not achieve it. And it cannot be achieved. It is your nature. So whatever appeals to you, you follow. The problem comes when you insist your idea, your understanding on others as the right understanding, that is the problem. So, it leads to lot of chaos in the society. So, conversions and crusades, jihads, being holy scripture, they may have some other understanding, because words of great Mahatma, you cannot put it in a simple meaning. But it is now interpreted in this way. Therefore, society is full of chaos. For all chaos, you see, this is one idea. Basic. Basic idea is what? You should hear me, otherwise I will kill you. I will convert you. We are trying to change the world. Instead of trying to change our understanding, we are trying to change the world. So, entire world now, everywhere problems pop. Morning also I was praying to the Lord. Suddenly the idea came, Bhagavan is dancing, Rudra Tandava. This much Rudra Tandava, is it necessary, O Lord? Please keep quiet. I was telling, sit in meditation. I also will sit in. And Shiva does Rudra Tandava, all these things happen. Everywhere chaos, you see. Nowhere Shanti is there. And it is broadcasted also. So, morning I was just praying, Bhagavan, little bit dance, konja kadum maadu. Nritya Tandava. What to do? Sadhu sir, pain, see, so much of pain, you see, people, and arrogance also. In pain, if you are little bit humble, somebody will come a solution. And suppose you are shouting, I know the solution, this is the solution, put this injection, means what? Let Bhagavan bless everyone. At least you keep your life in a happy mood. That's all. With Vedanta, if anybody's life Vedanta enters, means you'll have little bit pain, not about even himself, about others' pain. Your life will be a happy affair, whatever may be the next scene. Theriyadhu namakku enna scene namma life la, enna scene ne theriyadhu. Enna dialogue varunu theriyadhu, engindhu endha dialogue varunu theriyadhu. You can manage the dialogue, if provided this Vedanta is. Om Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha Tadeva Ramyam Ruchiram Navam Navam Tadeva Shashvan Manaso Mahotsavam Tadeva Shokarnava Shochanam Drinam
यदुत्तम श्लोक यशोन गीयते गोपिका जीवन स्मरणम गोविंदा गोविंदा।